The following is a class given by His Holiness Jaya Bhattaka Swami on December 3rd, 1990 in Jakarta, Indonesia. The class begins with a reading from the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 13th verse.
चातुर्वाण्यं मया सृष्टं गुणा कर्म विवागसः तस्य कर्तारमपि मां द्यकर्तारमभ्ययम्.
Bab 18 dari Bhagavad Gita. Akan tetapi orang yang sadar akan Krishna berada di atas para Brahmana. Menurut sifatnya seharusnya seorang Brahmana mengetahui tentang Brahman. Kebenaran mutlak yang paling utama. Kebanyakan Brahmana hanya mendekati Brahman yang tidak berbentuk pribadi sebagai suatu manifestasi dari sifat Krishna. Tetapi hanya orang yang melampaui pengetahuan terbatas yang dimiliki seorang Brahmana dan mencapai pengetahuan tentang kepribadian Tuhan Yang Maha Esa, Sri Krishna, dapat menjadi orang yang sadar akan Krishna. Atau dengan kata lain, seorang Vaisnava. Kesadaran Krishna termasuk segala pengetahuan tentang aneka penjelmaan yang berkuasa penuh dari Krishna, yaitu Rama, Narasimha, Waraha, dan lain-lain. Akan tetapi, Krishna melampaui sistem tersebut yang terdiri dari 4 bagian masyarakat manusia. Orang yang sadar akan Krishna juga melampaui segala bagian masyarakat manusia, baik bagian menurut masyarakat, bangsa maupun jenis kehidupan.
That's in the translation and purport to text 13, chapter 4, the Bhagavad Gita, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, here in Indonesia on the 3rd. December 1990, 504, Gaurabda, Dvitiya Parada, Lord Brahma.
Dvitiya Parada, oh, yeah.
Om Tat Sat. So Lord,
how do you want to? I can translate it simultaneously and just keep speaking.
Whatever they like.
It's probably better and more efficient to do it like that.
Yeah, if it doesn't disturb
me. Saya bisa sekali tidak bisa bicara. Dia bisa bicara terus saya menerjemahkan bagi yang mau dengan bahasa Indonesia.
Originally the
pada permulaannya.
Different kinds of work according to the three modes of material nature were assigned by Lord Krishna.
Percayakan oleh Sri Krishna.
And this created the Varnashram system.
Dan demikian menciptakan sistem Varnashram.
Although Krishna created the system,
walaupun Krishna menciptakan sistem tersebut,
actually Krishna has nothing to do with.
Krishna tidak tersangkut paut.
He's not a part of the system.
Krishna bukan sebagian dari sistem.
He's always transcendental.
Krishna selalu bersifat rohani.
Sometimes when Krishna is here,
apabila Krishna
during his pastimes,
melakukan kegiatan,
he would act according to different varna.
Bertindak menurut berbagai varna.
But Krishna is always transcendental.
Tapi Krishna selalu rohani.
When he was in Vrindavan, he was acting like a Vaishya.
Krishna bertindak seperti seorang
Vaishya. When he was in Dwarka, he was acting like a Kshatriya.
Beliau bertindak seperti seorang Kshatriya.
But sometimes Krishna would do things
kadang-kadang Krishna melakukan
which would demonstrate that he was transcendental.
Yang memperlihatkan bahwa beliau bersifat rohani dan melampaui hal-hal dunia.
So, if a person in this material world
orang di dunia
doesn't follow
tidak mengikuti
his own nature
sifatnya sendiri
and his own duties,
dan kewajibannya sendiri,
then they become affected by that.
Mereka dipengaruhi oleh hal itu.
They become entangled
mereka
by sinful reactions.
Menjadi terikat dengan reaksi dosa.
For instance, in the dan system of
oleh karena dalam sistem
Brahmachari, unmarried men should not associate with any woman.
Tidak boleh bergaul dengan wanita.
But then they, later,
tapi
according to the Vedic
menurut,
wedding,
kalau
sacrifice,
mereka sudah menikah menurut kurban suci dalam Veda,
or vivaha yagnya,
vivaha yagya,
then they can accept
maka
the hand of a woman in marriage.
Boleh menikah dengan seorang wanita dalam upacara pernikahan.
But then as a grihastha,
kemudian sebagai seorang
they
grihastha,
have the responsibility
mereka harus tanggung jawab
to maintain their wife and children,
untuk memelihara istri dan anaknya,
to maintain a proper Krishna conscious household,
rumah tangga yang benar yang sadarakan
Krishna. But if they don't do that,
kalau mereka tidak berbuat demikian,
then also they can get sinful reaction,
mereka pun bisa mendapat reaksi dosa.
So in all the different varnas,
dalam semua varna,
a person is obliged to act,
seorang wajib bertindak,
and also in the different ashrams,
dan juga dalam berbagai asrama.
But actually Krishna is
Krishna
dependent on these
tidak tergantung pada hal-hal seperti ini.
Although he created the system,
Krishna menciptakan sistem
therefore
tersebut,
the human being
tapi sistem itu
who are conditioned in this material
yang
world
diikat di dunia material ini,
so that they can be uplifted,
agar mereka bisa diangkat.
The Lord is actually always transcendental,
selalu bersifat rohani.
So in many of Krishna's pastimes,
banyak kegiatan Krishna,
he
beliau
appeared, acted like a kshatriya.
Kelihatannya bertindak seperti seorang
kshatriya. Because a kshatriya or the monarch is protecting the citizens.
Seorang raja melindungi para warga negara.
So like that, God is protecting everyone.
Seperti itu pula, Tuhan melindungi semua insan.
What was wonderful about Lord Krishna's pastime?
Ajaib tentang kegiatan Krishna
is that he acted like a cowherd boy.
Bertindak seperti anak gembala sapi.
And he was taking the cows and the calves.
Membawa sapi, mengembalanya.
And the forest.
Dibawa ke hutan.
So he was very easily approachable.
Beliau mudah sekali didekati.
A king is very formal.
Raja sangat bersikap resmi.
But a cowman, cowherd boy is very informal.
Sapi, sangat tidak formal, tidak resmi.
So very easily to
mudah
approach.
Sekali didekati.
It's interesting to note how
diperhatikan
that when Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
waktu Krishna muncul sebagai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
he came as a Brahmana.
Beliau datang sebagai seorang Brahmana.
A Brahmana has other types of pastimes.
Mempunyai kegiatan lain lagi.
So Lord Chaitanya in his childhood,
Sri Chaitanya pada masa
he manifested this
beliau
activities of a young Brahmin boy,
kegiatan seperti anak Brahmana yang masih muda,
which are very interesting.
Yang sangat menarik.
He was also mischief, just like
beliau juga nakal.
Krishna was mischief.
Seperti halnya Krishna juga nakal.
But living on the side of the sacred river Ganges,
tinggal di tepi sungai Ganga yang suci,
he would go regularly to bathe in the Ganges.
Setiap hari pergi mandi di sungai Ganga.
There the different brahmanas would be coming,
berbagai brahmana datang,
to do their sacred bath,
melakukan puja suci atau mandi sucinya,
to do their prayers,
untuk memanjatkan
doanya, to chant the Gayatri,
untuk memanjatkan mantra
Gayatri, to do their worship of the Ganges,
dan untuk sembahyang pada sungai Ganga.
But small Lord Chaitanya, 5 or 7 years old,
umur 5 tahun atau 7 tahun,
he would play pranks against them.
Mengerjakan para Brahmana itu.
While they were saying Gayatri,
sambil mereka sedang membaca Gayatri,
sometimes he would spit water on them.
Kadang beliau meludahkan air pada, disemprotkan dengan air dari mulutnya.
This is very offensive.
Mereka berpikir ini kesalahan yang besar.
Why this boy is spitting?
Kenapa anak ini meludahi kami?
They didn't know that the Lord Himself was blessing them.
Mereka tidak tahu bahwa Tuhan sendiri sedang memberi berkat pada mereka.
Sometimes he had pulled their legs.
Kadang-kadang beliau menarik
under the water
dari bawah air.
They fall in the water.
Jatuh ke dalam air.
And look, who did this?
Siapa yang berbuat begini?
Over some distance, and child Chaitanya would come out of the water.
Dari Jawa akan keluar dari air sambil mengeluarkan air.
Sometimes while the brahmanas are in the water.
Kadang-kadang sambil para brahmana berada
at that time,
di air.
And Lord Chaitanya, he'd take all the men's clothes and he'd mix them in the women's clothes.
Mengambil pakaian semua laki-laki dicampurkan dengan pakaian wanita.
And the women's clothes and the men's
wanita,
clothes.
Pakaian wanita ditaruh dicampur dengan pakaian laki-laki.
So when they came out of the water, then
mereka keluar dari air.
Create some disturbance.
Ada kekacauan dan gangguan.
Like this, sometimes he would put mud or things on the offerings that they had brought
lumpur,
to the Ganges.
Menaruh lumpur di atas apa sesajian yang telah mereka bawa untuk dipersembahkan pada sungai Ganga.
The little girls, they would come to worship
gadis,
the Ganges.
Gadis muda datang untuk sembahyang pada Sungai Gangga.
And once a year they'd come to worship Lord
Satu
Shiva.
Tahun sekali mereka akan datang untuk sembahyang pada
so
Shiva.
Lord Shiva catches the Ganges in his head.
Shiva menangkap Sungai Gangga di atas kepalanya.
So they worship with Ganges
mereka
water, Lord Shiva.
Mereka menyembah Shiva dengan air Gangga.
So suddenly Lord Chaitanya as a child,
Sri Chaitanya yang masih anak-anak,
he was known as Nimai.
Beliau bernama Nimai.
He jumped out from a bush.
Beliau lompat dari apa semak-semak.
He scared them.
Menakut-nakutinya.
Then he'd say, what is all this offering?
Apa ini semua persembahan?
This is for Lord Shiva. Don't you disturb.
Ini untuk Shiva. Kamu jangan mengganggu.
No, you give to me.
Jangan kasih saja sama saya.
No, this is for Shiva.
Ini untuk Shiva.
I'm the father of Shiva.
Ayah dari Shiva.
Oh, Vishnu, what? Only Vishnu is the father of
Shiva. Adalah ayah dari Shiva.
How can you say such things?
Bagaimana kamu bisa ngomong begitu?
Of course, if he was Vishnu, right?
Sri Chaitanya juga adalah Vishnu.
He said, no, you give me the offering.
Jangan, kasih aja persembahan itu.
He said, no, we cannot give.
Jangan, kami tidak boleh memberikan.
And he said, if you don't give the offering,
Kalian tidak mau memberikan teman itu, saya seorang Brahmin.
I'm going to curse you.
Saya akan mengutuk kalian.
I'm going to curse you.
Saya akan mengutuk kalian.
You're going to marry an old husband.
Kalian akan semua menikah dengan suami yang
with
sudah
many
tua
older
sekali.
Co-wives.
Yang sudah punya istri yang banyak.
They're going to make you work very hard in the house.
Kamu harus bekerja keras sekali di rumah.
So then they got all frightened.
Mereka semua ketakutan.
At that time,
pada waktu itu,
Lakshmi Priya. She, the daughter of Balabhacharya.
Putri dari Balabhacharya.
She had a spontaneous attraction for Lord Chaitanya.
Dia tertarik pada Sri Chaitanya secara spontan.
So she came forward and
dia
put sandalwood pulp.
Memberi tapal chandana.
All over the six-year-old child's form of Lord Chaitanya.
Sri Chaitanya masih anak yang berumur 6 tahun.
Of course, she's a Lakshmi Devi.
Tentunya dia adalah Lakshmi Devi.
But what was happening, all these things were going on.
Semua kegiatan ini berjalan.
So one day all the brahmanas came to complain.
Semua brahmana datang untuk mengadu.
They went to the house of Jagannath Mishra.
Mereka pergi ke ayah Jagannath Mishra.
And they saw him.
Mereka menemui.
Your child is too much.
Putra kamu terlaluan sekali.
This Nimai is creating so much disturbance.
Membuat gangguan yang begitu banyak.
He's going in the Ganges and he's doing all these things.
Ganga dan melakukan segala macam kegiatan.
Pulling our Brahmin threads, pulling our
legs. Menarik tali suci kami, menarik kaki kami.
Mixing the clothes.
Mencampurkan pakaian.
So you have to punish him, you have to do something.
Bapak harus menghukum dia, harus diberi teguran.
Like this. So then they left.
Kemudian mereka pergi.
Then all the young girls came.
Kemudian semua gadis muda datang.
Your son is too much.
Putra bapak terlaluan.
He's going and taking our offerings and teasing us.
Persembahan sesajen kami diambil, terus kami digoda.
What kind of Brahmin boy is he?
Ini anak Brahmana macam apa?
So then Jagannath said, "This is too much."
Jagannath Mishra bilang ini terlalu.
He picked up his stick.
Dia ambil tongkatnya.
This time, I'm going to get him.
Kali ini saya akan menghukum.
Where is that Nimai?
Di mana Nimai itu?
Then he went off towards the Ganges.
Pergi ke Sungai Gangga.
And the girls, they thought, oh, this is, we don't want him to get beaten.
Wah, ini bukan ini yang kami inginkan.
They ran ahead.
Mereka lari ke depan.
There Nimai was swimming with his friends.
Nimai sedang berenang dengan teman-temannya.
Nimai! Watch out!
Hati awas.
Your father's coming with a
stick.
He's going to beat you.
Akan memukuli kamu.
So then Nimai called his friends.
Nimai memanggil teman-temannya.
They had a secret huddle.
Mereka mengadakan rapat rahasia.
No one knows what they said.
Tidak ada yang tahu apa yang mereka katakan.
Then Lord Chaitanya swam away.
Dan Sri Chaitanya berenang.
He escaped.
Ya, melolos, melarikan diri.
Up came Jagannath Mishra.
Jagannath Mishra datang.
Where is Nimai?
Ada Nimai.
All the children, they said, Nimai, we ask you the same question. We are asking you the
kami
same
juga
question.
Mau bertanya yang sama kepada bapak. Di mana Nimai?
When is he coming here to bathe with us?
Kapan dia mau datang kemari untuk mandi bersama kami?
He's not come yet from school.
Masih belum datang dari sekolah.
Jagannath Mishra was in
kebingungan.
A little confused. All those brahmanas, they couldn't lie.
Tidak mungkin semua brahmana itu semua bohong.
You sure Nimai wasn't here?
Kalian pasti apa yakin bahwa Nimai tadinya tidak di sini?
We're waiting for him. When is he coming?
Menunggu dia. Kapan dia akan kemari?
So then Jagannath Mishra went back to his house.
Pulang ke rumahnya.
Waiting for Nimai.
Menunggu kedatangan Nimai.
After some time, Nimai came.
Sudah beberapa waktu Nimai
datang. With his books.
Dengan buku-buku sekolahnya.
Here I'm coming home from school.
Pulang dari sekolah ini.
Oh, we learned many nice things today.
Banyak pelajaran yang bagus yang kami dapatkan hari ini.
So Jagannath Mishra came and looked.
Melihat.
Saw his hair.
Melihat rambutnya.
Says all covered with dust.
Semuanya banyak debu.
Looked at his fingers.
Melihat jarinya.
Says if you're swimming, they become wrinkled.
Kalau berenang kan jarinya mulai ada keriput-keriput apa.
But they're all dry.
Tapi jarinya semua kering.
Spots of ink on it.
Maka malah ada tinta pada jarinya.
What's going on?
Apa yang sedang terjadi?
And so the man said, "Anything wrong?" He touched their feet. My dear parents, please, I'm very hot and tired. I want to go to the Ganges.
Menyentuh kaki orang tuanya. Sekarang saya mau pergi mandi di Sungai Ganga untuk izin.
He left his books and then he ran off to the Ganges.
Dia lari pergi mandi di Sungai Ganga.
Jagannath Mishra and Sachi, they're talking, you know. How could this be?
Bagaimana sampai ini bisa terjadi?
There's no sign that he was swimming.
Tidak ada tanda bahwa dia telah berenang.
Yet all the Brahmins were complaining.
Namun semua Brahmana mengadu.
Then some Brahmanas came and said, "No, we don't want you to beat your son. We're just saying these things, but he's not such a bad boy, actually."
Kami tidak menginginkan bapak memukuli putra bapak. Kami hanya mengomong-omong seperti ini. Dia tidak begitu nakal.
Actually, everyone loved Nimai.
Sebenarnya semuanya mencintai Nimai.
They love to talk about him.
Senang sekali bicara tentang dia.
No one wanted to see him.
Tidak seorang pun ingin melihat dia dipukuli.
So Lord Chaitanya was swimming in the Ganges.
Chaitanya berenang di Sungai Ganga.
See, the Ganges was the most happy.
Sebenarnya Ganga lah yang paling berbahagia.
Think that Mahavishnu, Brahmana Dev, touched the Ganges.
Hanya menyentuh saja Ganga.
Just with the tip of his toe.
Dengan ujung jari kakinya.
For that, she's known as the Charanamrita of the Lord.
Dia dikenal sebagai Charanamrita dari kaki Tuhan.
But in Chaitanya's pastime,
di dalam kegiatan Chaitanya,
the Lord is bathing in the Ganges.
Malah mandi di dalam sungai.
For hours and hours and hours. So the Ganges is feeling such ecstasy.
Ganga merasa kebahagiaan yang begitu tinggi.
The Lord is bathing in her waters.
Sendiri mandi dalam air.
All of her desires are being fulfilled.
Terpenuhi.
She's the purest devotee of the Lord.
Tuhan yang termurni.
Purifying the three worlds.
Menyucikan ketiga dunia ini.
But here her worshipable Lord.
Ini Tuhan yang disembahnya.
Is just remaining submerged in her waters for so long.
Menyelam dalam airnya selama kurun waktu yang lama.
One day, when Nimai is coming out from the Ganges.
Satu hari Nimai keluar dari Sungai Ganga.
He was alone. He was swam
dia
down the stream.
Dia berenang ke.
There was one stage.
Hilir.
He was a.
Resi.
He was worshipping the Ganges for a long time.
Menyembah Ganga selama waktu yang lama.
Every day he would come and
setiap
worship the Mother Ganges.
Setiap hari dia datang dan menyembah Ibu Ganga.
So then,
kemudian,
he saw Nimai was
melihat Nimai
getting out of the water.
Keluar dari air itu.
He was sitting to say his prayer.
Dia sedang duduk untuk memanjat.
Dara Govinda ki.
Jai.
Nimai ki.
Jai.
Nitai ki.
Jai.
All of a sudden the Ganges is coming up.
Air Ganga naik.
What's going on?
Apa yang sedang terjadi?
It's going up.
Airnya naik.
Then he looked, and he saw that as Nimai was leaving the Ganges,
sambil Nimai sedang naik keluar dari Sungai Ganga,
the river was going up.
Sungainya naik. Mengikutinya.
What is going on?
Apa yang terjadi?
Never saw that before.
Saya belum pernah melihat hal itu.
The Ganges was feeling, the Ganga was feeling separation.
Ganga merasa rindu.
She wanted to touch the lotus feet.
Ingin menyentuh kaki Padma Sri Chaitanya.
Finally, the personified Ganga Mata came out.
Kepribadian Ganga Mata keluar dari Sungai Ganga.
Offered her prayers to Nimai.
Memanjatkan doa kepada Nimai.
To the Supreme Lord Krishna.
Pada Tuhan Yang Maha Esa.
Who had come in the form of the young Brahmin boy Nimai.
Menjelma dalam bentuk anak Brahmana yang muda, Nimai.
Who had come to deliver the whole world.
Datang untuk menyelamatkan ketiga.
With the Harinam Sankirtan.
Dengan Harinam Sankirtan.
She is offering her prayers.
Dia memanjatkan doa.
To the eternal master.
Kepada Tuhannya yang kekal.
The Rishi was for the first time in his life.
Pertama kalinya.
He was having darshan.
Dia sedang
of the personified Ganga.
Kepribadian Ganga.
He could hear what she was saying.
Dia bisa mendengar apa yang dikatakan.
Then he could also realize
dan dia pun bisa mengerti
transcendental position.
Kedudukan rohani Nimai.
Then the Ganges again went back in her water.
Sekali lagi masuk ke dalam airnya.
And then that Rishi went and he offered his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya.
Kepada Sri Chaitanya.
You are the Lord of my worshipful deity,
Anda
Mother Ganga.
Tuhan yang disembah oleh yang saya sembah, yaitu Ganga Dewi.
You are the Supreme Vishnu.
Anda Vishnu yang Maha Kuasa.
Please have your mercy upon me.
Tolong memberi karunia kepada hamba.
So Lord Chaitanya said, you don't reveal this to anyone.
Bilang, jangan menceritakan hal ini pada siapapun.
And keep this a secret.
Ini dirahasiakan saja.
So that Brahmana Rishi, he remained in Navadvip and had the darshan of Lord Chaitanya.
Dan dapat darshan, dapat melihat.
So like this,
seperti ini,
Nimai was showing different activities of the Brahmanas.
Berbagai kegiatan para Brahmana.
One time when he was a small child, actually what happened
pada waktu beliau masih anak kecil,
was Nimai's older brother Vishwarup.
Kakak Nimai, yaitu Vishwarup.
His parents wanted to get him married
orang
by force.
Tuanya ingin supaya memaksakan
so he was very upset.
Menikah. Dia sangat sedih.
He didn't want to go into grihastha life.
Dia tidak mau memasuki hidup grihastha.
He wanted to dedicate himself to Krishna service.
Sembahkan dirinya pada.
So suddenly he took sannyas.
Tiba-tiba dia menjadi sannyasi.
And he left the house.
Meninggalkan kampung halaman.
So this was a very big shock.
Ini ada for sangat mengagetkan bagi Jagannath Mishra.
And Satyamata.
And Satyamata.
So Jagannath Mishra, someone told him that.
Mishra memberitahu beliau.
If your son, he becomes a learned Brahmin also,
menjadi Brahmana yang
he may also take sannyas.
Mungkin dia pun akan menjadi.
So Jagannath Mishra decided, I won't teach my son it.
Jagannath Mishra memutuskan, saya tidak akan
stop him from going to school.
Apapun kepada anak saya. Jadi dia menghentikan dia masuk sekolah.
This way he thought, no, I'll keep him, be able to keep him in house.
Demikian saya bisa menahan dia di rumah.
So then Nimai became really, really heavy.
Kemudian
became very mischievous.
Nakal luar biasa.
Whole day during the school time, he'd go and disturb.
Jam sekolah.
He put water in baby's ears.
Masukkan air ke dalam telinga bayi.
They'd be crying and mothers would come.
Bayi itu menangis, ibu-ibunya datang.
He'd go and pinch the baby.
Mencubit bayi-bayi.
Sorry, I got carried away. Then So one day, Nimai, he went and he stood on the dirty pot.
Pada suatu hari, Nimai pergi dan berdiri di atas panci-panci yang sudah terbuang.
I was explaining this pastime in Malaysia.
Saya menjelaskan tentang hal ini di Malaysia.
There, now that people think that aluminum pots is advancement of civilization.
Sekarang orang berpikir bahwa panci dari aluminium adalah kemajuan.
See, but actually, think how opulent it was at that time.
Pikir begitu mewah orang pada waktu.
They had disposable pots.
Mereka punya panci yang bisa dibuang.
The pots were made out of clay.
Terbuat dari tanah liat.
Fired clay.
Sekali pakai.
So they cook once and then they would throw.
Kemudian buang.
Jadi so I was explaining to all the housewives.
Saya menjelaskan kepada para ibu-ibu.
Just imagine.
Bayangkan.
No washing pot.
Tidak perlu cuci.
Disposable pot.
Panci yang bisa dibuang.
Think of that, fathers of the household. You never had to help in washing any pots.
Tidak perlu para bapak-bapak membantu ibu-ibu mencuci panci.
So, but the pots would be thrown out in a pile.
Dibuang di satu tempat.
Completely biodegradable, ecological balance.
Bisa. Biodegradable, jadi dia bisa akan menyatu dengan tanah nanti kalau sudah hancur.
So Nimai, he stood on those pots.
Nimai berdiri di atas panci-panci itu.
And his mother said, you're a Brahmin boy.
Kamu anak Brahmana.
You're standing in a dirty pile of thrown out pots.
Tempat kotor, tempat panci-panci yang
this is garbage.
Kotor. Ini sampah semua.
You shouldn't stand there.
Jangan berdiri di sana.
So how do I know?
Chaitanya bilang, bagaimana saya di.
So in this way they could see that
ini. Mereka bisa melihat.
They had to send him to school.
Mereka harus mengirim beliau ke sekolah.
So then they finally, Jagannath Mishra agreed and sent him to school.
Jagannath Mishra setuju mengirim anaknya ke sekolah.
So, when Lord Chaitanya went to school,
Chaitanya masuk sekolah.
They taught him the alphabet in Sanskrit.
Abjad dalam bahasa abjad Sanskrit.
As soon as they showed him the letters,
begitu surat huruf-huruf itu diperlihatkan pada beliau.
Immediately he memorized.
Langsung dihafal.
He could write it.
langsung bisa ditulis.
So the first day he learned the whole alphabet.
Hari pertama beliau sudah menghafal seluruh abjad.
This was the teacher was shocked.
Gurunya kaget.
6 month course he finished in one afternoon.
Selesai dalam setengah hari.
The next day came and learned all the joint aksharas, the jukta aksharas.
Semua huruf majemuk dihafal besok dalam satu hari.
In Sanskrit, the letters are joined together.
Dalam bahasa Sanskrita huruf-huruf disambung.
That's more complicated.
Itu lebih rumit.
But he learned all that. Soon he showed, he learned. Okay.
Sekali diperlihatkan sudah hafal.
So like this, by the age of 11, Lord Chaitanya himself was the greatest professor.
Sri Chaitanya sudah menjadi profesor yang paling pandai.
He already got PhD.
Sudah doktor.
And he became a teacher.
Menjadi seorang guru.
So, like this, Lord Chaitanya was trying many different activities from the Brahminical point of view.
Seperti ini, Sri Chaitanya memperlihatkan banyak kegiatan dari sudut kebrahmana.
It was also showing
juga
some special rasa.
Memperlihatkan rasa yang istimewa.
Krishna, he was showing the pastimes
from memperlihatkan kegiatan
Vaishya point
dari sudut Vaishya.
Taking out the cabs,
menggembalakan
sapi, playing on his flute, sapi,
memainkan seruling,
playing in the forest, throwing
di hutan,
fruits,
melemparkan buah,
the tal fruit they are throwing,
melemparkan pohon apa buah tal.
You have tal in Indonesia?
Yes.
You make tal bora? You know how to make like a pakora from tal?
I don't know. On the north coast of Java, they have a lot of tal. Tal di Bali juga ada, kan? Ron tal. They use the leaves to write scriptures.
Yes. Also in India, also the same. In, yeah. Tal, you can take it in two ways. When it's green, in the inside there's a type of fruit.
Yeah.
It's like a jello.
Sweet. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
When it's fully ripened, then you have to squeeze the whole thing and out comes a liquid. Yeah. And you mix that with bananas and some flour and then you deep fry and that calls what they call tal bora. Yeah. Favorite of Lord Chaitanya.
Kalau buah tal itu kalau masih hijau, bisa dimakan langsung. Kemudian kalau sudah matang, itu harus diperas, jadi keluar cairannya. Terus cairan itu dicampur dengan pisang, dengan kemudian banana dan
flour and gore
dan gula merah dan pisang dicampur dijadikan bora, kemudian digoreng. Itu adalah makanan yang paling disukai oleh Sri Chaitanya.
Krishna lah also. Talbora. It's in the song Talbora.
Salah satu masakan yang ada dalam lagu itu.
Very highly aromatic.
Sangat wangi makanan itu.
So that's for the boys. This tal, ripened tal fruit, smells very nice.
Buah tal yang sudah matang sangat.
So when they
wangi.
Smell that, they wanted to go into the forest.
Waktu mereka bisa mencium bau dari buah itu, mereka mau masuk ke hutan.
But that
itu.
Demon was there. Tapi Casey, right?
Raksasa yang berada
Casey Asur.
Raksasa Casey di sana.
So that's when Krishna and Balaram, they took care of that demon.
Pada waktu itu Krishna dan Balaram mengurus raksasa itu.
So then all the cowherd boys and the calves could go in the talabon.
Bisa masuk ke talaban, hutan tal.
So like that, then when Krishna went to Mathura.
Pada waktu Krishna pergi ke Mathura.
And Dwarka then.
Dwarka.
He was acting like a prince.
Beliau bertindak seperti seorang pangeran.
Battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Perang Kurukshetra. Kita bisa melihat.
With Arjuna.
Arjuna.
With all the kings.
Dan semua raja.
So there, he's showing the kshatriya.
Di sana beliau memperlihatkan kegiatan kshatriya.
And when Krishna was in the ashram of his guru.
Krishna berada di ashrama gurunya.
As an ashram of the guru, the disciple. Serves the guru like a menial servant. Sudra is a menial servant, or any kind of servant.
Pembantu adalah sudra.
So Krishna also, he was serving his guru like a menial servant.
Guru seolah-olah beliau adalah pembantu.
He was going and getting wood from the forest.
Mencari hutan di cari kayu di hutan.
And serving the guru in a humble way.
Guru dengan cara yang sangat rendah hati.
So sometimes people may think that Krishna is a kshatriya, he's a vaishya. But these are his pastimes. But within the varnashram, within this culture, civilization, then all these things have got some deeper meaning. Without organization, society is anarchical. And Prabhupada, even he was sometimes telling us humorous stories and showing that how even in the humor of Vedic culture
humor,
or the humor of Indian culture
dalam India,
that the Vedic culture is all pervasive.
Mencakup segala sesuatu.
So one time the king was going
pada satu kali, Raja,
and he saw one Brahmin,
dia melihat seorang Brahmana,
carrying a shaligram shila around his neck,
shaligram shila dalam kalung pada lehernya,
in a silken bag,
dalam tas, apa, tas kecil.
So that's Brahmin went on the side of the road
pergi di tepi jalan,
and he passed through.
Kemudian dia buang air.
So my king was shocked.
Raja itu kaget.
He's wearing a shaligram sila.
Pakai shaligram sila, tapi
he's passing through.
Buang air besar.
So he's a disgrace to all the Brahmanas.
Artinya, he's going to create offense.
This will hamper the whole kingdom.
Ini akan merusak seluruh kerajaan.
So he had the Brahmin arrested.
Dia menyuruh Brahmana itu ditahan.
Brought back to the court.
Dibawa ke istana, ke pengadilan.
There he had a trial.
Di sana mengadakan sidang pengadilan.
So he said, "You being a Brahmana, you're supposed to worship the Lord.
Seorang Brahmana, anda seharusnya menyembah Tuhan.
You're supposed to be clean.
Seharusnya anda bersih.
Instead, you're carrying a deity on your neck.
Anda membawa arca di dalam
instead you pass through.
Anda buang air besar tanpa membuka air.
So this means that you're going to ruin the whole Vedic culture.
Merusak seluruh kebudayaan Veda.
So I sent you to be killed.
Saya menghukum anda harus dibunuh, harus dijatuhi.
To save that kingdom from this
menyelamatkan kerajaan
offense
dari kesalahan ini.
Meanwhile, there is one courtier of the Brahmin, of the king.
Ada seorang penasihat.
His name is Gopal Bhar. And he was like a jester.
Yes, seperti semacam apa badut atau.
But he was very clever.
Dia pandai sekali.
And he would always add some humor to the meetings.
Dia selalu memasukkan unsur humor ke dalam sidang-sidang raja.
He came in and he said, "Hey, what's happening?"
Apa yang sedang terjadi?
The king said, "Don't get involved now. This is serious.
Jangan terlibat dalam hal ini.
We're protecting the whole spiritual life of the kingdom.
Sedang menjaga kesejahteraan rohani seluruh kerajaan."
And just, I want to know what's happening. Tell me what's happening.
Kasih tahu, saya hanya ingin tahu apa yang sedang terjadi.
He said, "This Brahmin,
Brahmana
they explained him what happened.
Jelaskan kemudian apa yang telah terjadi.
So we're going to kill him.
Kami akan menjatuhi hukuman
as punishment.
Terhadap orang ini sebagai hukuman."
So Gopal, he was Gopal taking mercy on this Brahmin.
Merasa kasihan pada Brahmana ini.
Obviously, it was a foolish thing he did.
Tentunya dia telah melakukan sesuatu
but,
yang bodoh.
Death penalty was also a bit heavy.
Hukuman mati juga agak berat. Kesalahan seperti itu.
So then he told the king, "But my
dia
lord."
Memberitahu pada raja.
This Brahmin was only the carrier of the shaligram.
Brahmin ini hanya membawa, pembawa dari shaligram itu.
I think so what?
Jadi apa kenapa?
He was only the carrier.
Dia hanya sebagai pembawanya.
What do you mean? Don't get involved in these things.
Kamu jangan terlibat. Ini masalah yang serius.
I'm very serious.
Saya serius sekali.
He was the carrier of the shaligram.
Pembawa dari shaligram ini.
So what do you mean, Gopal?
Apa maksud kamu?
So, you are riding on your horse?
Anda nak menunggangi kuda.
Your horse is your carrier?
Kuda adalah penunggang anda.
When your horse passes
kalau
through?
Kalau kuda anda berak.
Do you consider yourself contaminated?
Apakah anda merasa dirimu sudah terkotori atau ternoda?
King thought.
Raja itu berpikir.
So he was acting as the carrier for the shaligram.
Ya, dia bertindak sebagai kendaraan atau pembawa dari shaligram.
So if the shaligram is contaminated,
tercemar,
then every time your horse passes,
setiap,
you have to take shower.
Setiap kali kuda anda berang, kamu harus mandi.
He said, "Okay, Brahmin, listen, okay, I'm releasing you this time, but
kali
you never do that again."
Kali ini saya melepaskan kamu, tapi kamu jangan berbuat seperti itu lagi.
So this is like, this is the humorous story.
Ini adalah cerita humor.
But actually, it reveals like the relation of the king
hubungan antara seorang raja dengan
to protect the dharma.
Melindungi dharma.
The duty of the brahmanas.
Kewajiban para brahmana.
Normally, brahmanas never punished by a king.
Brahmana tidak pernah dihukum oleh raja.
But if he acts against religion, he can also be punished.
Bertindak menentang prinsip-prinsip keagamaan, dia pun boleh atau patut dihukum oleh raja.
So the king was feeling responsible.
Raja merasa bertanggung jawab.
So like this, every varna had this responsibility.
Tiap varna mempunyai tanggung jawabnya.
But Krishna actually, he may have sometime acted like one varna or another.
Krishna pernah bertindak seperti varna ini atau varna itu.
But actually he's always transcendental.
Krishna selalu rohani.
And that he explains in this verse.
Dijelaskan dalam sloka ini.
Akartaram abhyayam.
Akartaram abhyayam.
The non-doer always being unchangeable.
Tidak berbuat dan tidak pernah berubah.
So actually, the whole purpose of our ashram is to please Krishna.
Ashrama adalah untuk memuaskan Krishna.
Haritoshana.
Haritoshana.
If Krishna is pleased,
Krishna puas,
then everything is perfect.
Maka segala-galanya sudah sempurna.
So nowadays in Kali Yuga,
ini pada zaman Kali Yuga,
it's not possible to strictly maintain the same varnashram.
Varnashrama yang sama.
So our previous acharyas,
acharya yang
they recommend
kita
that we have daiva varnashram.
Kita menjalankan daiva varnashram.
Daiva varnashram means that everyone understands themselves as the servant of the servant of Krishna.
Dari hamba, dari Krishna.
And as a devotee,
sebagai seorang penyembah,
engage in Krishna's service.
Pengabdian kepada Krishna.
But according to their nature,
menurut sifat mereka masing-masing,
they serve in that way.
Mengabdi dengan cara seperti itu.
So because they're all Vaishnavas,
karena mereka itu semua Vaishnava,
they're all transcendental.
Mereka semua rohani.
But so externally,
tapi secara lahiria,
they act according to their particular situation.
Kedudukannya masing-masing.
So that way everyone is equally respectable.
Semua orang diberi hormat yang sama.
You see, not that the one is low, because they're all Vaishnavas.
Karena mereka itu semua Vaishnava.
But to create order in society,
guna menciptakan ketertiban dalam masyarakat,
they externally maintain varnashrama.
Secara lahiriah mereka memelihara varnashrama.
Lord Chaitanya,
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
he wanted his followers to maintain the ashrama.
Para pengikutnya memelihara ashrama.
Those who were grihastas,
para grihasta,
he would name their children.
Beliau memberi nama kepada
anak-anak mereka. Give them
mereka.
Blessings.
Ia memberi berkat pada anak-anak mereka.
But those who are in the renounced orders,
mereka berada pada tahap-tahap
perbasan.
Sri Chaitanya sangat tegas.
That they couldn't associate,
mereka tidak boleh
in any intimate way with a woman.
Dengan cara apapun yang intim dengan seorang wanita.
If they would do that, he'd be very angry.
Kalau mereka melakukan begitu, beliau akan menjadi marah.
Even Haridas, Junior Haridas,
Haridas muda,
he banned.
Diusir oleh Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because he was indiscreet with the woman.
Dia terlalu pernah terlalu dekat dengan seorang wanita.
So Lord Chaitanya wanted that devotees should be very sincere.
Sri Chaitanya menginginkan supaya penyembah-penyembah sangat tulus ikhlas.
And follow whatever vows they've taken.
Dan mengikuti sumpah-sumpah yang telah mereka.
With the purpose of pleasing Krishna.
Dengan tujuan memuaskan Krishna.
So this way, devotees engage in the devotional service.
Itu, para penyembah yang tekun dalam pengabdian sucinya.
And maintaining the ashram externally.
Ashramanya secara lahiriah.
Actually, Vaishnava is transcendental to Varnashrama.
Vaishnava adalah melampaui atau berada di atas Varnashrama.
Because the Vaishnava is transcendental to the three modes.
Vaishnava melampaui tiga sifat alam.
See, here it mentions that this has been made according to the modes of material nature.
Dibuat menurut sifat-sifat alam material.
So, out of humility, the devotee acts according to Varnashrama.
Seorang penyembah bertindak menurut Varnashrama.
Because actually, devotees are transcendental.
Sebenarnya penyembah-penyembah semua bersifat rohani.
But knowing that if they would act without any regulation,
kalau penyembah bertindak tanpa aturan,
this would create a bad example for the whole society.
Akan membuat contoh yang buruk bagi masyarakat umum.
And then everyone would be acting in an irresponsible way.
Semua orang akan bertindak dengan cara tanpa tanggung jawab.
So that's why the devotees, they maintain the varnashram.
Para penyembah memelihara varnashrama.
After few hundred years after Lord Chaitanya's movement was begun,
gerakan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dimulai,
there are some so-called followers of Lord Chaitanya,
menamakan dirinya pengikut Sri Chaitanya,
who are called sahajiyas.
Mereka disebut para sahajiyas.
Sahajiyas means that they follow
sahajiyas berarti mereka mengikuti
their own whims,
tingkah atau
tingkah laku. They take the whole process very cheap.
Mereka menganggap proses ini murah.
They consider that because they're Vaishnavas.
Mereka menganggap karena mereka Vaishnava.
They're transcendental.
Mereka sudah rohani.
So they can do anything.
Mereka boleh melakukan apa saja.
So some of them are doing various illicit activities.
Yang melakukan berbagai kegiatan asusila.
But presenting themselves as liberated souls.
Cara memperkenalkan dirinya sebagai roh yang sudah mencapai.
So this was creating a big disturbance.
Ini menyebabkan kekacauan yang besar.
Rupa Goswami said that anything not done according to the shastra,
apapun yang tidak dilakukan menurut shastra,
Shruti Smriti Pranadi Panchartik Hari Bhakti Utpataya Vakalpate, Shruti Smriti Pranadi Panchartik Vidhi Bina Aikantik Hari Bhakti Utpataya Vakalpate. Any activity not following these Vedic scriptures, it's just a disturbance to society, disturbance to developing pure love of Krishna.
Dikembangkannya cinta bhakti yang murni kepada Krishna.
What they are doing is creating a disturbance.
Yang mereka lakukan hanyalah menciptakan gangguan.
So then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took sannyas.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, beliau mengambil sannyas.
And they said, well, this is not proper for Vaishnava to take sannyas.
Vaishnava
is above
tidak patut seorang Vaishnava mengambil sannyas, karena Vaishnava berada di atas sannyas.
But Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur explained that I'm not yet a Vaishnava.
Saraswati Thakur menjelaskan, saya belum menjadi Vaishnava.
I'm aspiring Vaishnava.
Saya bercita-cita menjadi Vaishnava.
Vaishnava is very great thing.
Vaishnava adalah sesuatu yang tinggi sekali.
So I'm trying to become a Vaishnava.
Saya sedang bercita-cita menjadi
I'm
Vaishnava.
Trying to be a pure devotee.
Saya sedang berusaha menjadi penyembah.
So because, therefore I'm taking sannyas for purification.
Saya mengambil sannyas untuk menyucikan diri saya.
Actually, of course, he was a pure devotee.
Sebenarnya beliau penyembah murni.
But he was wanted to establish properly the activities.
Menegakkan dengan cara yang benar kegiatan yang
because these people
benar.
Were acting outside of Varnashrama.
Orang-orang ini bertindak di luar Varnashrama.
In the name of being a pure devotee.
Atas nama menjadi penyembah murni.
In creating disturbances.
Dan menyebabkan gangguan.
So he was teaching that it's better to take the humble position.
Mengajarkan lebih baik kita mengambil
act within Varnashrama.
Bekerja di dalam Varnashrama.
But actually be situated in pure devotional service.
Supaya sungguh-sungguh mantap dalam pengabdian suci yang murni.
So, this important verse for preaching.
Ini adalah sloka yang penting untuk mengajarkan.
Also now, people think that by birth they become a particular varna.
Sekarang orang berpikir, menurut kelahiran mereka sudah masuk dalam varna.
This also, Krishna doesn't indicate here.
Krishna juga tidak mengatakan demikian dalam
janma karma.
Dia tidak mengatakan janma karma.
Guna karma.
Guna karma.
According to the qualities and according to the nature of work.
Sifat pekerjaan seseorang.
Actually, the Varnashram system is not strictly hereditary.
Tidak menurut keturunan.
But rather, just that the children of a particular father
dari ayah tertentu
would generally be trained up in the same work.
Dilatih dalam pekerjaan yang sama.
But if they weren't qualified, they wouldn't be accepted.
Mereka tidak qualified, mereka tidak diterima.
Just like Nanda Maharaj, he was the
Nanda
brother
Maharaj
of Vasudev.
Adalah saudara dari Vasudeva.
But Vasudev was a Kshatriya.
Vasudeva seorang Kshatriya.
And Nanda Maharaj was a Vaishya.
Nanda Maharaj adalah seorang Vaishya.
Because Nanda Maharaj is taking care of
Nanda
cows.
Nanda Maharaj menjaga, memelihara.
And Vasudeva was a king.
Sedangkan Vasudeva seorang Raja.
Vishwamitra was born a Kshatriya.
Vishwamitra lahir sebagai.
But he became a Brahmana by tapasya.
Sebagai Kshatriya, Vishwamitra lahir sebagai Kshatriya, kemudian dia menjadi Brahmana melalui tapasya.
So the Mahabharata says you should recognize a person by their work and their quality.
Bisa mengenal seseorang menurut sifat pekerjaannya.
Krishna says he created Varnashram.
Krishna mengatakan beliau menciptakan Varnashram.
He is transcendental to the Varnashram system.
Beliau berada di atas sistem Varnashram.
So the ultimate conclusion is if we please Krishna
adalah kalau kita menyenangkan hati
by our activities
dengan kegiatan kita,
then our life is a success.
Maka hidup kita menjadi sukses.
This is what Krishna taught to Arjuna.
Ini yang diajarkan oleh Krishna kepada Arjuna.
That if Arjuna,
kalau Arjuna
fulfills his duties in the Kurukshetra battle,
kewajibannya dalam perang Kurukshetra,
for the purpose of pleasing Krishna,
maka
and in that way,
Krishna,
he'll achieve
dengan cara seperti itu,
the eternal shelter of Krishna, go back to the spiritual world.
Dan kembali ke dunia rohani.
So then Arjuna could realize that higher than being a kshatriya, as a kshatriya, if he fights the battle, he'll get heavenly planets if he dies, or he'll get the kingdom if he wins. But as a devotee, he'll get the spiritual world, he'll get the eternal service of Krishna. So he decided to fight for
Krishna,
not just because he was a kshatriya. So this is the highest principle.
Inilah prinsip tertinggi.
For all the varnas.
Bagi semua varna.
Is to work.
Yalah.
For the pleasure of Krishna.
Bekerja demi kebahagiaan.
So that is called Daiva Varnashram.
Itu disebut Daiva Varnashram.
This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to see established.
Yang ingin ditegakkan, ingin didirikan oleh Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
So there was a prediction that in the future, even the high court judges will be having tilak.
Hakim Agung juga akan memakai tilak.
Then they'll give the true verdict.
Kemudian mereka akan bisa memberikan keputusan yang benar.
Beyond bribery.
Akan tidak akan bisa disuap.
Thank you very much.
Terima kasih banyak.
Was that terima kasih?
Yeah.
Any questions?
Ada pertanyaan.
Yes, Maharaji.
Mengapa identitas beliau? Why was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity kept a secret while he was present?
Because he is coming as a devotee.
Beliau datang sebagai seorang penyembah.
If it was known that he is the Lord,
kalau diketahui bahwa beliau adalah Tuhan,
then how he could act as a devotee?
Maka bagaimana beliau bisa bertindak sebagai seorang penyembah?
It would have disturbed his pastimes.
Akan mengganggu kegiatan beliau.
The Lord comes as
Tuhan datang
a devotee.
Sebagai seorang penyembah.
So devotee.
Sebagai penyembah.
Devotee cannot think that he is the Lord.
Penyembah tidak bisa dirinya adalah tidak bisa berpikir
dirinya
adalah Tuhan.
You can have people telling him that he's the Lord.
Penyembah tidak bisa bilang pada orang bahwa dirinya adalah Tuhan.
Just like if the president of the country,
seperti misalnya presiden datang,
decides he's going to make a secret visit,
beliau mau mengambil mengadakan kunjungan rahasia,
and mingle amongst the people,
dan supaya terbaur dengan rakyat,
to see what their mood is,
untuk mengetahui bagaimana apa perasaan mereka.
But if it comes out in the headlines
kalau
of the paper,
diumumkan di surat kabar,
president coming 4 p.m. in disguise to see the people,
dalam keadaan menyamar,
to be thousands of people,
ribu-ribu orang watching,
and they have no purpose.
Dengan demikian, tujuan kunjungan beliau tidak bisa dipenuhi.
Also in this age of Kali,
zaman Kali ini juga,
there's no scheduled avatar.
Tidak ada avatar yang dijadwalkan.
Who comes as a proclaimed avatar?
Sebagai avatar yang dimaklumkan.
The Lord Chaitanya is predicted that he's a channa avatar.
Oh, beliau adalah
he's a secret, he's a covered avatar.
Di avatar yang terselubung atau tertutup.
So although he's the Lord himself,
walaupun beliau adalah
he comes
sendiri,
and covering himself in a disguise as a devotee.
Menyamar sebagai seorang penyembah.
After he left, then you can reveal his identity.
Beliau pergi, identitas beliau boleh diungkapkan.
After the president already came and went, you can say,
presiden datang dan pergi, baru
he came, he was there.
Beliau datang dan beliau berada di sana.
Oh, very interesting. Everyone likes it.
Semua orang senang.
But if you say before, then it spoils.
Sebelumnya, maka tujuannya tidak bisa dilaksanakan.
That's although many Vedas predicted he was coming.
Walaupun banyak Veda meramalkan kedatangan beliau.
But Krishna covered by the yoga maya.
Krishna menutupi dengan yoga
so,
maya.
So sages couldn't understand Parasi clearly.
Tidak bisa mengerti dengan jelas.
Is that clear?
Apakah itu sudah jelas?
Any other question?
Pertanyaan lagi. Pelan.
Pada umumnya di India orang berdaya di Bismillah.
In India generally the people chant the Gayatri Mantra while submerging themselves in Ganges. Is there any special significance to that or any special benefit that one gets from chanting a Gayatri Mantra like that?
There's different, if you chant a mantra in certain places, you get more benefit.
Membacakan mantra di tempat-tempat tertentu akan mendapat keuntungan lebih banyak.
If you chant by sacred river,
kalau dibacakan di sungai suci,
and you chant, I'm not exactly sure about the river and the land.
Yakin pasti tentang
you chant by the side of the sacred river, you get
di tepi sungai.
So many times more benefit.
Sekian kali.
And if you chant in a holy place, a pilgrimage, suci, you get so many times.
Sekian kali lebih banyak keuntungannya.
So once like a thousand and others like 100,000.
Kali, 100,000 kali.
But I forget which is which.
Maharaj lupa mana yang.
When you chant in front of the tulasi.
Berjapa apa mengucapkan mantra di depan tulasi.
Then you get like a million times.
1,000,000 kali lebih banyak tu.
When you chant in the Ganges, you get many times more.
Sambil dalam sungai Gangga berkali-kali.
If you chant in front of the deities.
Di depan arca.
Install deities to say your Gayatri.
Gayatri di depan arca.
You get unlimited times of benefit.
Dapat tidak terhingga kali lipat pahalanya.
Maybe we should say our Gayatri. So that's why
itulah sebabnya.
The sages say in the Ganges.
Para resi mengucapkan mantra Gayatri sambil menyelam dalam sungai Gangga.
Question?
Ada pertanyaan lagi?
Because of your explanation, or because of your illumination,
you did. Did I go or not go in the
Gangga? Go.
Sekali lagi dengan bahasa Indonesia supaya mereka juga bisa mengerti maksudnya.
Semenjak
maksudnya bagaimana pandangan dari para penyembah itu sendiri ataukah pandangan dari orang luar atau dari
penyembah.
He's asking. What is the opinion of the devotees regarding the caste system after having become devotees and after having heard the explanation which is given here?
Well, the devotees appreciate the Varnashram system.
Para penyembah menghargai sistem Varnashrama.
They feel that the Varnashram system
merasakan
was perfect
system
when it was made.
Sempurna pada waktu sistem itu dibuat.
But in the age of Kali,
tapi pada zaman Kali,
it started to degenerate.
Mulai merosot.
So what we have left of the Varnashram system now,
sisa-sisanya sekarang,
is this like kind of a perverted reflection.
Gambaran yang terputar balik dari yang asli.
With our imperfect representation.
Dengan gambaran yang kurang sempurna.
But they appreciate the caste system.
Penyembah menghargai sistem kasta.
And in fact, they like to create societies and communities.
Mereka ingin mendirikan masyarakat atau
based on
perkumpulan.
As I mentioned, the kind of streamlined, spiritualized
sistem Varnashrama yang disederhanakan atau dirohanikan.
Varnashram system, where it would be, in one sense, casteless.
Dalam salah satu arti kata,
that everyone would be a Vaishnava.
Jadi semuanya adalah
Vaishnava. But for practical purposes,
tapi untuk tujuan-tujuan praktis,
people would be acting according to their different
menurut
natures and
sifat
types of work.
Dan jenis pekerjaannya.
The Prabhupada stressed that
Prabhupada menegaskan
the divisions are there anyway, even in modern society.
Ada dalam semua masyarakat.
There are these occupations exist.
Ada jenis-jenis pencaharian.
There's intellectuals,
ada
there's teachers, there's priests.
Kaum guru, kaum rohaniwan.
The problem is that they don't take the responsibility.
Mereka tidak mau mengambil tanggung jawab.
And in Varnashram system,
dalam sistem Varnashram,
the brahmanas or the teachers and priests,
para guru atau para pendeta,
they had to be vegetarian.
Harus vegetarian.
They had to worship
mereka
God.
Harus sembahyang pada Tuhan.
They had to lead a holy life.
Mereka harus hidup yang suci.
If they didn't,
kalau tidak,
they couldn't act
mereka
in those positions.
Tidak boleh, tidak diperbolehkan bertindak dalam.
So now you have, like in America,
kalau sekarang di Amerika,
problem that the school teachers,
problem, guru-guru di sekolah,
sometimes they're found to molest the children.
Kedapatan mereka memerkosa anak-anak muridnya.
Even recently the priests
bahkan baru-baru
in
ini,
Canada,
pendeta-pendeta di Canada,
they were found that to be molesting their children.
Kedapatan sedang memperkosa anak-anak di sana.
So that
kaum pendeta,
they don't follow they're not following the rules.
Peraturan.
So according to Varnashram, if someone does that,
kalau seseorang berbuat
they're banned,
seperti itu,
they're banned from being a Brahmin.
Diskor dari kedudukan Brahmana.
Then they're held as criminals.
Mereka dianggap narapidana.
So, due to lack of this Just the profession is there, but the
profesinya ada.
The spiritual training is lacking.
Pendidikan rohaninya kurang, latihan rohaninya.
So we like to see a type of
melihat
spiritualized varnashram.
Macam varnashrama yang dirohanikan.
Panchasila program.
Panchasila program.
In the world.
Di dunia.
Is there still varnashram in Indonesia?
Not now.
That's what Prabhupada said was, it's not possible to reinstate the original thing now in Kali Yuga.
Prabhupada bilang tidak mungkin mendirikan kembali sistem yang asli pada zaman Kali Yuga.
Basic principles could be kept.
Beberapa prinsip dasar masih bisa dilestarikan.
It needs to be spiritualized so that
perlu dirohanikan.
One caste doesn't think that they're better than the other caste.
Salah satu kaste tidak memikirkan dirinya lebih tinggi daripada yang lain.
Because that creates the hatred and the imbalance.
Itu menimbulkan rasa benci dan ketidakseimbangan.
But that they see that it's all part of the same body.
Kita melihat bahwa semuanya adalah bagian dari badan yang sama.
So they all have to work together.
Mereka semua harus bekerja sama.
They're trying in Canada to make a varnashram. Many countries are trying to make varnashram community.
Di banyak negara mereka mencoba membuat masyarakat varnashrama.
So they're inspired.
Mereka diberi semangat.
Prabhupada said, in order to varnashram is based upon agricultural production.
Varnashrama berdasarkan hasil pertanian.
You have to also have cow protection.
Harus melindungi sapi.
That's the one thing missing in modern society.
Itu satu unsur yang kurang sekali pada masyarakat.
They're slaughtering the cows.
Mereka memotong sapi.
But in varnashram, the cow is protected.
Di dalam varnashrama, sapi dilindungi.
By the vaishyas.
Oleh para vaishya.
And everyone drinks the milk of the cow.
Semua orang minum susu sapi.
Because cow milk is needed to give higher intelligence.
Untuk memberi kecerdasan
to understand spiritual subject matters.
Untuk memahami mata pelajaran rohani.
It said fish make people clever.
Ikan membuat orang cerdik.
But spiritually dull.
Tapi bodoh.
Materially clever, spiritually dull.
Cerdas secara rohani, tapi bodoh secara rohani.
But eating milk gives spiritual intelligence.
Susu membuat orang cerdas secara rohani.
Creates a finer tissue to understand the higher philosophical matters.
Bagian yang halus di dalam kecerdasan untuk lebih memahami hal-hal rohani.
So milk is a type of
susu
miracle food.
Susu adalah makanan ajaib.
But we need to protect the cow.
Kita perlu melindungi sapi.
Here they protect mother cow.
Kita melindungi sapi.
It's the most protected cow I've ever seen.
Sapi yang paling terlindung yang pernah dilihat oleh para anjing.
Mosquito net.
Ada kawat kasonya.
Very nicely protected.
Di sana.
Have you seen their cow?
I used to sweep it.
Peaceful place. Any other question? You know, now that I'm just coming from India, in Assam,
Assam,
which is a kind of a troubled place.
Salah satu tempat yang banyak problem di India.
But the local devotees there constructed a beautiful temple.
Sudah mendirikan temple yang sangat indah.
About 30 miles from the Bangladesh border.
50 kilo dari perbatasan Bangladesh.
And it's about a two-story temple, guest house.
Ada guest house-nya.
We had a big grand opening.
Kita mengadakan upacara peresmian yang besar.
Prana Pratishtha of the deities.
Ada Prana Pratishtha, jadi menempatkan arca.
We were hoping that Gaur Prabhu would come.
Mereka mengharapkan kedatangan saya. Untung saya tidak datang dan memalukan mereka semua.
About 12... The problem is there's like a kind of revolutionary some of the people there are having revolution type of thing. So there's political unrest.
Political
unrest. Not religious unrest.
Some
religious unrest also. Some communal problem also.
Sedikit masalah antara suku dan politik di sana di Assam.
Because of this Ram birthplace.
Masalah kelahiran.
Some communal misunderstanding also.
Sedikit juga masalah antara.
So there's all around was disturbance. Where we were, it was like an island of peace.
Di mana-mana kacau, tapi di sekitar temple itu damai, tenang.
So
there are some people there mostly Vaishnava.
But this particular area was part of Bengal before the partition of India, and when India was partitioned. Then this part stayed with India, and the rest became East Pakistan. So these are primarily, this is a part of Assam, lower Assam. There's a Bengali-speaking Assamese. It's called Kachar. It's in the city of Silchar. So it's between Tripura and Bangladesh and Manipur. It's a little place there, little valley.
Bagian dulu menjadi bagian dari Bengala, tapi setelah India dipecahkan menjadi India dan Pakistan, tempat ini dulu menjadi bagian dari Bengala, dia ikut dengan menjadi bagian dari India.
So it's a multiracial place.
Jadi di sana banyak macam suku, orang Assam, orang Bengala, orang
there's Manipuris, Manipur, there's Bengalis, there's Megas, there's Kashis, there's all kind of
macam-macam suku di sana.
There's Hindus, there's Muslims, there's various communities. But so there was some tension. But where we were, it was very peaceful.
Di tempat kami, damai.
So 12 devotees came from Soviet Union.
12 penima datang dari Uni Soviet.
And they gave their experience how they
mereka
were.
Menceritakan pengalamannya.
They were being persecuted.
Mereka disiksa dulu.
But then they were freed.
Kemudian mereka dibebaskan.
And now this year they have 27 ratiyatras in Soviet Union.
Dalam tahun ini mereka mengadakan ratiyatra 27 kali di Uni Soviet.
And millions of Bhagavad Gitas were ordered at a book fair. So it looks like there's going to be millions of Hare Krishna devotees in Soviet Union. 250,000 books were sent there in January for the whole year. But in 5 weeks they were all sold. There was supposed to 12 months supply, 5 weeks sold out.
Yang supply untuk 12 bulan habis dalam.
No, all the bookstores want.
Semua toko buku memesan.
So they're making special big mass runs.
Sedang mencetak secara besar-besaran sampai jutaan eksemplar di sana. Bhagavad Gita.
So Srila Prabhupada had predicted before that America and Russia are heading for a world war.
Dan Rusia akan
this was 15 years
15
ago.
Tahun yang lalu.
But if you can get the people of Soviet Union to chant
Hare Krishna,
then there will not be a war.
Tidak akan terjadi perang.
So we all thought, well, anyway, that's impossible.
Itu mustahil.
But actually that happened.
Tapi sebenarnya itu terjadi.
Tens of thousands of people chanting Hare Krishna in Soviet Union.
Hare Krishna di Uni Soviet.
And the whole karma of the country changed.
Seluruh karma negara itu berubah.
Cold War is over.
Jadi perang dingin sudah berakhir.
Now America and Soviet Union are friends.
Amerika dengan Uni Soviet sudah bersahabat.
5 years ago, who could imagine?
5 tahun yang lalu, siapa yang bisa membayangkan?
So we see the reason is because so many thousands of people
karena begitu banyak beribu
were chanting
orang
Hare Krishna.
Berjapa Hare Krishna di Uni Soviet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
This is the power of the Vedas, power of Sanatan Dharma.
Ini kekuatan Veda, kekuatan dari Sanatana Dharma.
Power of the Mahamantra. Even someone was telling me that since the people started